My name is John Erling. Today's date is September 16th, 2020. Pat, would you state your full name, please?
Patrick Scott Gordon.
And your date of birth?
October 24th, 1953.
That makes your present age?
Younger than you. 66.
But you don't have to say how much younger, do you? Okay, Patrick Gordon. Mm-hmm. We ended up knowing you as P.S. Gordon.
Well,
why the P.S. Gordon and why not Pat Gordon?
Well, there were so many gender issues as I was growing up. Was Pat a girl or a boy? I just got aggravated by it. And my dad went by J.E. Gordon. Jack E. Gordon, he was an attorney in Rogers County in Claremore. So I noticed that he went by initials professionally. And I thought, okay, I'll do that. That makes sense. Well, I did that for maybe, 25 years. And one day I was in New York. I was staying at the Plaza. It was a life that I really hadn't expected, but I was in New York working with my publishers, and my painting dealer from Fishback called and said, get up, turn on the television, turn on Regis Philbin, because you're getting ready to be on Regis Philbin. I said, what? And he said, they're going to show your work today on Regis Philbin. Get up. So I got up. I'm in my Plaza hotel bathrobe. I'm drinking the best coffee in the world. And here is Regis Philbin on national television. He said, we're going to talk about art today. And he had this dealer from down on Broadway, who was a print dealer, and he said, most people can't afford to buy original work, so they buy prints. It's one way for people to build an original collection. And we're going to show you artists that we believe have some staying power, and we think these are the people you should consider buying if you're looking for prints. And so with that, the camera pans to a velvet-covered, just every tried-and-true kind of trick in the world, rectangle on canvas, on camera. They pull that off. It's my print. The audience goes, and they go to commercial. I am feeling out of the world. My ego is soaring above New York. I'm so excited. They say, come right back after commercial. We'll talk about this artist, P.S. Gordon. So they come back and they talk about the print and what a handsome print it is and what a talented artist I am. And Regis looks at this dealer who I did not know and said, wonder what the P.S. stands for. And the man said, Pamela Sue. And at that point, my phone starts ringing in the room, and my dealer is screaming over the phone. They can't do that to you. They cannot do that to you. So he called NBC back and was screaming at him, and they didn't recover any time for us. But after that, I decided, if I ever move to New York, I'm changing my name. And I moved to New York 20 years later and changed my name. I didn't change it. I just went by what my real Christian name is, Patrick.
Yes.
I didn't need that done because it is a sad state of affairs in the art business. But women get the short end of the stick.
Women do?
Mm-hmm.
Why is that?
It's better now this decade than it was the previous decades. Well, the same thing every other men were in control of the market, and men like dealing with men, and a lot of artists are male.
Even if females' work didn't rise to the top, it didn't matter.
they were, and a lot of women, that's why a lot of women in the art world go by initials.
Huh.
They won't use their name.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I thought it was incredible. I never saw it personally until then.
Yeah. Where are we recording this interview?
In my studio in Midtown Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Okay, this is a house, and certainly must be a historic house. A little bit about the history of this house.
This house was built in 1940, surprisingly. It looks a little bit older. It was built for an oilman named Cates, and it's one of the few French houses in the city. There are a few, but there aren't very many. But it's architecturally, it's French. I have always lived no further than 10 blocks from this spot. All the time and houses that I've lived in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I just like this neighborhood.
Are you the third, fourth owner of this house?
I was the fourth, I think. I was the fourth. I had a friend who lived here 45 years ago. He bought it. Charles Fadre bought it. It was his first house in Tulsa. The entry hall is still decorated exactly the way Charles left it 38 years ago. When I bought it, Charles called me and said, I'm jealous. I wished I had that house back. And I said, well, you've owned 20 houses in town. You've had your choice. This was not yours. This one's mine.
I should say we have Charles's interview on voicesofoklahoma.com, so those who are listening may want to listen to his interview. And we are sitting in the living room of this house.
What was originally the living room.
And is now
my studio.
Your studio. Matter of fact, I'm looking at your work, where you paint and all that kind of thing.